Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Explain This. I'm with the star of the show, Robin Riddle. Robin, we're continuing this peptide talk, and I'm excited about this because this is a topic that comes up a lot in office, online. It is CJC 1295 with Ipamorelin. Did I pronounce that right?
Some people say Ipamorelin, some people say Ipamorelin.
Interesting.
I tend to call it IPAM. I abbreviate it down to IPAM.
I think we start something. Let's do CJC 1295 with IPAM.
With IPAM.
Guys, it's with
IPAM.
That makes
IPAM. It easy.
Yeah, if you say with IPAM, you're part of the Explain This community.
Yes.
So
you're in the know now.
Talk to us about it.
Okay.
What is it?
So we've done a couple of videos on peptides before, and that's something that I'm wanting to continue on with today. So backtrack just a second to tell you what peptides are if you haven't seen any of those other videos yet. Peptides are just chains of amino acids. So amino acids are the building blocks of the body, the building blocks of protein, building blocks of the body.
Amino acids are the building blocks of the body.
Yes.
Got it.
And
okay.
So peptides are just chains of those stuck together.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
And so whatever, however many are stuck together determines what that one can do.
And the way I understand is we already have these in our body.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
It's already there.
So human growth hormone is the longest chain. It's the biggest one. And that's what we're trying to mimic with most peptides. We're trying to act like growth hormone in some way, shape, or form in order to increase growth hormone. That's
Would
what
that,
most peptides are going
so
for.
So most peptides are to increase growth hormone.
Yeah.
That's what they're there for.
Yeah.
Okay.
The exception would be like BPC-157, which we've done a video on that one. It's not targeting growth hormone levels.
Okay.
But most peptides in some way, shape, or form, that's the big thing that we're going for with them.
Okay.
Okay?
Super cool.
So let's break it down first. There's CJC-1295. It is composed of a branch of 30 amino acids that are all stuck together. This is a growth hormone releasing hormone.
Growth hormone releasing hormone.
Yep, GHRH.
Okay.
So it increases the amount of growth hormone and IGF-1 released through the body from the pituitary. So its action is on the pituitary in the brain.
What is the pituitary on the brain again? I know it's a weird question.
The pituitary is this little thing that hangs down and it controls like half the stuff that the body does.
So we're
very thankful for the pituitary. It
okay.
controls like the thyroid and all of that. That's
okay.
what pituitary is doing for us. There's a lot going on there.
Okay.
So this one is acting through the pituitary to increase growth hormone and IGF-1 levels.
Got it.
Okay.
Yep.
Then we have the IPAM, Ipamorelin, however you want to say it. And it's just a chain of 5 amino acids, so it's a much smaller one.
Okay.
And this one is a growth hormone secretagogue.
Okay, growth.
Big word.
Growth hormone secretagogue.
Yes.
Okay.
And ghrelin receptor agonist.
Ghrelin receptor agonist.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's going to mimic the effects of ghrelin, binds again to the pituitary, and then through that, it's increasing the release of growth hormone.
So now every time I hear peptides with ghrelin, I'm thinking it makes you more hungry. Is this?
It has the potential to.
Okay.
This is not as bad as some of the peptides out there. There was one on the market, GHRP6. Oh my gosh, within 5 minutes of injecting that, you want to eat everything that you see. This is not to that regard.
Okay.
So your stomach may grumble a little bit after you take this one, but typically it's not that like insane hunger.
Got it.
With this one.
Okay.
But in acting on ghrelin, it definitely can increase appetite some. So we normally use these as a combination together. Technically, you can get both of them separately, but they work so synergistically because they're acting in different ways and then they kind of potentiate each other. So they work wonderfully together. So I rarely, if ever, prescribe this as one or the other. I'm going to recommend the combination.
And that's the way I've heard of it, mm-hmm. is the combo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the way most people are going to use it or want it.
Okay.
And this is kind of my like top, like if somebody wants the best peptide that they can get, this is what I'm doing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So this is like your go-to, your number one.
Yeah, I love this
one.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
So the combo works, again, on different receptor sites, so we're going to get a more potent effect out of it being combined. The great thing with peptides is there's no dependency on treatment. If you take HGH, human growth hormone, which, again, we've talked about, it's not legal or very difficult to get in the States. The downside to that is that it creates a dependency on it. It's like whenever you take testosterone alone, we're suppressing body's natural production. We don't want to suppress the production of growth hormone. We just want to increase it. So instead of suppressing and overriding with the medication that we're taking, all we're doing is bumping up what the body is doing.
So you still have your baseline, and you're not going to dip below that baseline. That's really important. A lot of people, I think, are concerned if they start doing some of this stuff, will it? Will they be dependent on this forever?
Right. You know? So no dependency whatsoever. Your body is still going to make what your body's going to make.
Okay.
All that we're doing is amplifying what the body's capable of making. We're getting a couple extra pulses of that growth hormone release.
Is that kind of why it's number one for you? Is because
that's why I love peptides in general, because none of them are going to suppress your body's natural production. We're just working along with it.
Got it.
This one is just my number one because the way it works together, it just works. It just works so well.
Okay.
So big things that we're going to get out of this. Muscle growth is number one. And again, this is not like you take this and the muscles just magically grow. This is muscle growth because you're exercising and those muscles are being stimulated, but they're able to grow faster.
Is that like a common question? Like, do I just take this and I just...
I mean, everybody wants a magic fix for everything.
Yes, yes.
So yeah, but I always have to specify it. This only works if you're doing the things that you need to be doing as well.
Okay.
So we're going to get some muscle growth out of this. We're going to get faster recovery. And that's one thing that I love about this. You can hit the gym 5-6 days a week and push it hard. And those muscles just don't get sore the way that they do without it. We bounce back a lot faster. We're not 2 days after leg day, like crying every time we sit down in a chair. Like it just bounces back faster. So that's great. And again, that's another reason we get that muscle growth, because we're recovering faster, we're pushing it harder, we're able to do a lot more.
Ah, okay. So it increases your capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
So you can do more. Cool.
Through growing muscle, again, we're going to get fat loss. Lipolysis is one of the advertised benefits of this, but I always tell people, again, it's not that you just take this and you lose fat. You take this, you're eating well, you're exercising, you're building muscle. Therefore, we are going to burn fat. Okay?
Okay.
Improved sleep, improved energy, better skin elasticity, collagen production, those anti-aging benefits that everybody loves. You know, your hair, skin, nails looks absolutely amazing on things like this. Can also help with cognition and memory. So
interesting.
Focus is going to be better. Brain's going to work better. This is another one that can also help with bone density. So we can actually increase our bone density there. Studies done on this have shown that these peptides can increase growth hormone levels anywhere from 200 to 1,000% above baseline.
Wow.
So we get a very potent effect out of these. We're really increasing.
The 200 to 1,100%, will you be on the higher end of that if you do a good job with exercise and like doing all the other stuff?
Part of it probably just depends on age, and part of it just depends on how your body and how your cells are going to respond to it.
Got it.
So how much numerically it increases is more just that physiologic side of it, what your body's doing with it.
Okay.
The true results you get out of it, that's what's dependent upon what you're doing.
Got it.
If two people who are built exactly the same take the exact same dose on the exact same schedule, but one's a couch potato and one's in the gym's going to get better results out of it.
Right.
Their growth hormone levels may rise the same amount, but you're going to get better results when you're doing the things you need to be doing with it.
Interesting. I love how this works.
Yeah. And this goes along great with hormone replacement therapy. There's no contraindication there. So you can do this along with, you know, your normal BHRT or your normal TRT. These actually work very well together.
Okay.
So we're increasing the energy and the muscle and all that even more doing something like this. So the number one question I always get is, how quickly am I going to feel something from this?
Yes.
So timeline, I always tell people it can take up to 3 months to see maximum benefits out of this. And you only keep those benefits for as long as you're on the medicine. So it's not like you take this for 3 months and you magically have increased growth hormone levels for the rest of your life. This works because you're taking it. If you stop taking it, your growth hormone levels return to normal. Now, if you've built muscle in doing that and lost fat, you're keeping the results that you got.
Okay.
But you're not keeping those other benefits. You're not keeping the sleep benefits. You're not keeping that increased growth hormone level, all of that. All that just kind of goes back to what your baseline was before you were taking it.
So do you advise people to stay on it, or do you advise people, okay, know where you want to go and we'll use it until then, and then you can drop off?
Either one.
Okay.
So I have some patients that want to stay on this because they love how they feel with it, and you can stay on it continuously. A lot of people choose to cycle peptides, and for different reasons.
Okay.
But a lot of people will do 3 to 6 months on, a couple months off, and cycle them that way.
Okay.
So up to 3 months to get maximum benefits, but within the first week, you're going to start noticing the improved sleep quality.
Okay.
Like, most people sleep like a baby with this. Even if you slept good before, you sleep really good with this. So we're getting into that nice, good, deep restorative sleep. Mm. By week two, we're seeing that improved workout recovery. By week three, the improved mental clarity. By week four, we're starting to notice changes in our skin and hair, things like that. By week six, we're starting to notice body composition changes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yeah.
That is wild. I mean, this seems like incredible to me.
Yeah. Peptides are incredible. That's why I love them. So who's a good candidate for this? Again, really anyone who's looking to feel better with what they're doing. If you want to get better results out of your workouts, if you want a good add-on to your testosterone replacement therapy, you want that better energy, that better drive and push, it's a great thing to do. Again, you know, I have a lot of people ask me peptides for weight loss. Like I said, I wouldn't put this top of the list for weight loss. This is for making everything else you're doing work better.
It seems more for like performance.
It really is. A lot of peptides are used more for performance enhancement.
And it may, like you said, it makes the hormones work better. Mm-hmm. If you're on some sort of hormone therapy, it gets you wherever you want to go maybe a little faster.
Yeah.
Stuff
yeah.
like that.
Super fascinating. I love peptides. Yeah, they're amazing.
Peptides seem incredible.
Yeah. So how these are taken, this can be a deterrent. This is the area that can be a deterrent for some
Here's
people.
Here's the bad part.
That's why I haven't Good news mentioned was before. This yet. Now that I've talked you into it, how do we take this? Your most potent way to take this is going to be through an injectable format.
Okay.
Technically, you can get this in something called a trit or troche that dissolves underneath the tongue, gets into the bloodstream that way. It does get into the bloodstream, but your most potent effect is going to come out of injections.
Okay.
Price-wise, the price is not that different between injectable and orally dissolving. So I usually advise people to go with the injectable.
And when I hear injectable, I hear once a week.
No.
Oh, no.
5 nights a week.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you.
So it's a commitment. It's a commitment for sure. And that's one of the reasons that a lot of people will cycle on and off is because of the daily injection that comes with it. So this is a once daily subcutaneous injection.
Subcutaneous meaning?
In the fat.
Got it.
So you can do it like in the belly or somewhere like that. It's a insulin syringe. So the little diabetic needle. So it's little needles.
Yeah.
It's still a needle.
Yeah.
You have to be fasted for at least 2 to 3 hours before you do this injection.
Okay.
So like you eat dinner, you finish eating dinner at 7 o'clock. The earliest that you can take your shot is 9 o'clock.
And you have to take it at night.
You have to, you can take it in the morning, but the improved sleep effect, it can make you sleepy.
You will want to take it at night.
You want to take it at night. Right. I get really tired after a peptide injection. There's no way I could make it through my day if I did it in the morning.
Okay.
Some people do. You know, I always tell people you can try it either way, but your better benefit is taking it at night before you go to bed.
Okay.
So 2 to 3 hours after the last thing that you ate. And this also includes drinking, nothing besides water. So you can't be like sipping on a glass of wine and then go do your shot and go to bed.
Okay.
Anything that's got the insulin response going in the body is going to make this not work.
Interesting.
So nothing else besides water for at least 2 to 3 hours. Do your shot, go to bed. You're going to get an increase of growth hormone from the shot, and then you have your natural release with your circadian rhythm, with your sleep.
Okay.
So we're bumping up. We're getting like double or triple releases if we do it at night. We're going to get a release from the shot, and then we're going to get the natural growth hormone release.
I mean, I don't think anybody, after hearing what you just said, would take it in the morning, but like, could you not eat for a long period of time?
So if you take it in the morning, you want to wait at least 30 minutes before you have anything to eat.
Okay.
Longer would be better.
Okay. I would imagine another benefit is you have that, you know, 7-8 hours of, you know, basically fasting state.
Yeah.
And it can really, I would assume, would work better.
Works great that way.
Super interesting.
That is CJC with IPAM in a nutshell. I love it. Again, it's one of my favorite peptides. I definitely encourage people to try it out.
It's something that it comes up so often. Yeah. CJC with IPAM, guys. IPAM, if you say that, you're part of the Explain This crew. Robin, thank you.
Absolutely.
This was awesome. Check this out. CJC 1295 with IPAM. See you guys. Don't go away. Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please share the podcast with your friends. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. We will see you guys next time.